B-Pod Studios.
Well, it's been a big month of professional wrestling here in the New England area, and what a way to cap off July with American Rana 19 taking place at the Wonder of It All Foxwoods Resort Casino. Joining me here on the line is the founder of Beyond Wrestling. They present American Rana, Drew Cordero. Drew, thanks for being with me here today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thank you. And, you know, we have quite a show ahead of us here for Sunday, July the 28th. Tell everyone how they can purchase tickets and what time the show starts and so forth at Foxwoods.
Sure. Actually, tickets are on sale in advance on the Foxwoods website. It's foxwoods.com/beyond-wrestling, or if you search for Beyond Wrestling, you know, they have a calendar of events and stuff like that. It's at their premier ballroom, which is in the same building as Fox Tower. So it's actually super easy. You can park for free, walk through the lobby of the hotel, go through a room with some of the games, and then the premier ballroom is right there. So it's less than a 5-minute walk from parking to the time that you get to the building. Doors are at 3 o'clock. I think that there's going to be a meet and greet with the Rock and Roll Express, Orange Cassidy, and Joey Janela at KM Sports, which is also in Foxwoods prior to that. But doors are going to be 3 o'clock for the event, and then we're going to be starting around 4 o'clock. I would imagine the event's going to wrap up probably around 9 o'clock. So,
and you're a New England native, Drew, from East Providence, founder of Beyond. How long has Beyond been around for?
So we started Beyond Wrestling in May of 2009. I went to college at Emerson College in Boston. I got a degree in integrated marketing communications with an emphasis on special event promotions. And when I tried to apply that to professional wrestling in New England, you know, not a knock on the style necessarily, but I was more excited by the independent stuff that was influenced by the Japanese wrestling. So, like, the organizations like Ring of Honor or, like, when Chikara came through, that was more my scene. So there wasn't a lot of that in New England. Actually interned with Kaiju Big Battle for a couple months, and it was that I was, you know, through that I was able to get connections with Chikara. I interned with them for a little bit under Mike Quackenbush, and then when I moved to Ohio in 2008, I was able to work with Absolute Intense Wrestling and work with them on a bunch of their events, including you know, when Daniel Bryan had his stint on the indies between WWE. You know, we were able to work with him at that point. So it was great to be able to work with these organizations and be given responsibility without necessarily being the person responsible for payroll. So great opportunity to learn. And when I was in Ohio, we had the idea for Beyond Wrestling. Basically, I was very involved in backyard wrestling, and what I noticed that there was a large number of professionally trained wrestlers that were opting to do backyard wrestling because it gave them the freedom and flexibility to perform the way that they wanted without restrictions. So it completely removed the business element from professional wrestling, put the sole focus on art. We would go once or twice a month, like, all over the country. We called them super shows. We would organize them through a website called the Backyard Wrestling Link. And it just got to a point where it was like, you know, we're putting so much time and effort into this. Like, there's got to be a way to figure out how to recreate this atmosphere in a professional setting, because there's got to be a larger audience for this. And ultimately what ended up happening is our first event, it was May of 2009. It was taped at the Mega Championship Gym in Elyria, Ohio. And I kind of told everybody that it was going to be one of our backyard wrestling events, but I didn't invite anybody that didn't have professional training. So it was professional wrestlers with professional equipment, but it was a very different setting. We didn't have any fans in attendance, so it was almost set up like Fight Club, where the locker room would be present. They would be ringside for all of the matches, and what that did is it created this legitimate sense of competition because everybody wanted to have the best match. Everybody wanted to impress their peers. Plus, wrestlers know all the tricks of the trade, so if you're going to have the type of match that other wrestlers are impressed by, like, you really have to pull out all the stops. What ended up happening is, you know, we decided that we wanted to share this footage on YouTube. It was kind of the advent of, you know, social media, and, you know, high-speed internet was finally kind of catching up to the needs of what we were doing. And these wrestlers were presenting themselves as they wanted to be presented, not as somebody else wanted to present them. And so it opened up the eyes of, you know, like Gabe Sapolsky from Evolve Wrestling, now with NXT, you know, my partners in AIW. And so these guys started getting work from it with the way that they presented themselves in this more ideal version of themselves. Rather than, you know, having to show up and be said, you know, hey, you have 5 or 6 minutes and this guy's winning and you have to be the bad guy. definitely a very, very unique thing. And, you know, we received a lot of criticism for it at the time, too, because, you know, the veterans would tell us the whole idea of professional wrestling is to make money in front of a paid audience. What they failed to realize is that we still had an audience. We were just changing the way that we were presenting it to them. And so we were really at the forefront with the way that independent wrestling was being promoted on social media at that point as nice. Well. So,
yeah. At such a young time in the social media era, too, and you were well ahead of the game, so that's really impressive right there. And, you know, you guys have a weekly show in Worcester, correct?
Yeah, we've been doing Uncharted Territory. We started the first week of April. We were committed through the last Wednesday in July, so it's 18 episodes for the first season of the series, and it's $10 tickets. Right now we're at the White Eagle, which is on Green Street in Worcester, 8 to 10-ish every Wednesday night. And it's been incredible because, you know, now that WWE has gone on a signing spree and there's other companies that are trying to compete for television, they need to have wrestlers under exclusive contract. And then, you know, an organization like AEW pops up. You have MLW, Ring of Honor, New Japan, NWA, so on and so forth. Where are those wrestlers coming from? Well, they're going to be coming from the independent wrestling scene, and Beyond Wrestling has been known over the last decade to be at the forefront of kind of, you know, finding unidentified wrestlers and pushing them to that national spotlight. So my thought process was, if we were doing shows every week instead of every month, we could accomplish, you know, if we do an average of 12 shows a year, we can accomplish in 3 months what it used to take an entire year in terms of identifying wrestlers and getting them familiar with an audience and, you know, see who needs work and who has a natural likability and who the crowd gravitates towards, and, you know, we can try and push up that ladder at a faster rate to try and make up for the fact that we're losing everybody. It's a good problem to have, because that means that it's a tried and true system that works, that,
right,
you know, if our organization is always being scouted in one of the first places that, you know, and it's not just limited to, oh, WWE signing from Beyond. Everybody that is signing wrestlers is looking to Beyond Wrestling as one of the first places. So it's cool to be in that position, but it becomes a difficult task. And I think Uncharted Territory has been successful in that regard, because, you know, we've got wrestlers like Thomas Santel, who's the former Antonio Thomas,
sure,
you know, who's had a career resurgence. You know, when we started the series, there were no plans to even work with him, but he was introduced in the Discovery Gauntlet, which is basically a series of matches where if you win, you're guaranteed to come back the following week. And there were no plans to bring him back after his first win, but he got over with the crowd so much that it was, you know, he went on like an eight-week win streak, and he's been back on every episode since then. You know, somebody like Ken Doan, obviously probably most well-known for his role in the Spirit Squad, has had a career resurgence, and he's still super young. He's 33. He's younger than me by a couple months, and still keeps himself in great shape. Unbelievable mind, so hands-on and helpful when producing our events, because we don't have any television experience.
And right,
our goal isn't necessarily to produce television either. You know, I have an appreciation for television wrestling, but I produce independent wrestling. So
right,
the idea was, what would it take for us to produce an independent wrestling show every week as opposed to television wrestling every week? But there's still different, you know, insights that he has that are tremendously helpful in that regard to maximize that reaction from the audience. And then, like, you know, there's a super young team out of New York called Bear Country, two big guys that like to beat people up. And I'd heard of them forever, and, you know, we brought them in pretty much just to get beat up to make somebody else look good, and they sold the show. And it's like, we can be flexible. We don't have to be so rigid that we can't reward both those wrestlers and the fans when we are able to capture lightning in a bottle. And, you know, it's been off to the races with these guys since then.
Yeah. And you know, I notice that you have some of the guys that were also part of the Evolve series over the last weekend. Josh Briggs, Anthony Green is in there. I know you mentioned, you know, obviously Ken Doan, who has his time with the Spirit Squad and the WWE. But this is a great opportunity, from what I'm hearing and seeing here, for superstars to develop their skills and make that next step if they want to go to the next level, which I don't think they wouldn't want to, up to the WWE, and now in maybe even AEW or Ring of Honor, that those are out there. But for Beyond Wrestling to have that home for them right there, that's a pretty cool thing you're doing for these guys.
Yeah, we can, we can fast track a lot of them. I obviously don't hold it against anybody, whatever anybody's goals are in wrestling. If they want to make it to the big leagues, if they feel like obtaining a WWE contract is the end all be all. But when I did first start, in 2008, 2009, in the New England area, it was just like your career lived and died whether or not you went to WWE.
Right.
And that was fine, but it wasn't the type of wrestling that I was exclusively interested in. And now, because of places like AEW and Ring of Honor, I mean, I've got friends that are making six figures a year, which is something that, 10 years ago was completely unheard of, unless you were wrestling for WWE. So we just want to make sure to give the platform and provide the tools to these wrestlers to help them accomplish whatever it is that their goals are. And hopefully there's kind of more of an understanding now that you can do it outside of the confines of WWE. And maybe it's a little bit more work, but hopefully it's a little bit more reward, too, because you get to do it on your own terms.
Right.
With places like AEW and Ring of Honor offering some pretty solid contracts, or even just as a touring independent wrestler, being able to fill your schedule, travel the world, and charge a pretty penny. And I mean, that's not a bad hustle. So
no, not at all, not at all. And Drew, tell us, back to American Rana, Sunday, July 28th at Foxwoods. Some of the matches and some of the superstars we'll be seeing here at the big showcase. Which again, sounds like a long day, but a great day. Who doesn't want that? I mean, 5 hours of pro wrestling, and then some gambling there too. That's like heaven on earth, man. In my book.
I mean, we'll throw a couple breaks in there too, but we definitely want to make it a big day. Probably most notably is John Morrison, a.k.a. John Hennigan, a.k.a. for this event, Johnny Foxwoods is going to be going one-on-one with Josh Briggs. John Morrison's probably the most prominent individual that we've ever had the opportunity to work with, maybe aside from Samoa Joe when we were able to work with him back when we were running events in Providence. But being able to work with John Morrison is a huge, huge opportunity, and obviously only one wrestler gets to have a match with him. So biggest match of Josh Briggs' career, who obviously just competed with Evolve Wrestling on the WWE Network. Josh Briggs, 6'7", another wrestler that was kind of fast-tracked in New England, but he comes from a great athletic background, so it's easy, he's more predisposed to have those tools. I think it's going to be actually probably more of a styles clash than most would anticipate, but I'm very intrigued to see how that match specifically plays out. Morrison's been super cool to deal with, but Josh, basically said there's been times when there's, been popular wrestlers that have come to Beyond Wrestling and they look at it as an easy payday, and, Josh wants to put Hennigan to work. So,
sure.
Whether that happens remains to be seen, but he's been super cool to deal with, and I think we've gotten better over the years picking and choosing people, because it's tough to balance. You want to advertise wrestlers that the fans want to see, but, you can't also put somebody's business on blast and tell the fans to be like, hey fans, this is why you're wrong, this is why this person sucks to work with, because it's unprofessional. So it's a matter of finding that right balance, and I think that we've struck gold with Johnny Foxwoods versus Josh Briggs.
Yeah.
The headlining match is going to be Joey Janela, who just signed with All Elite Wrestling, against David Starr, who has turned down multiple offers from WWE.
Nice.
And has been wrestling. He's an American wrestler that competes primarily in Europe these days. But when Beyond Wrestling did the first American Rana event in 2014, so it's American Rana 19 because it's 2019. It's not the 19th installment of American Rana, by the way.
Got it.
But when we did the first American Rana, in 2013 in Providence, David Starr was just starting off. He was a rookie. He was actually in the pre-show. And this will be the second consecutive American Rana that him and Joey Janela have headlined. Last year they did a no rope barbed wire match, which I have an appreciation for that kind of wrestling. I don't like promoting that kind of wrestling. I think it's unnecessarily dangerous. I would never in a million years ask anybody performing for us to take the type of risks that those guys want us to take to entertain the fans. But it was really an incredible achievement, and it seems like this is going to be the last encounter between those two guys. And probably the most popular match in Beyond Wrestling history is an hour-long Ironman match between Eddie Edwards and Biff Busick, who now competes in NXT as Oney Lorcan. And that was in November of 2013 at our Tournament for Tomorrow event. And so there's no more match than the Ironman match. There's no match that's more prestigious in Beyond Wrestling's lineage in our history. So for Joey Janela and David Starr to headline American Rana 2 years in a row with the stipulation, probably their final encounter anywhere ever, It's a very, very, very big deal. And, you know, Joey signed his contract kind of under the impression that he'd still be able to take independent dates, and that seems to not be the issue anymore. David Starr has been very outspoken, and he's actually started a brand called We the Independent, which is kind of a movement, not necessarily to unionize professional wrestling, but to make sure that there's fair contract negotiations and that the wrestlers have resources to be able to negotiate instead of having to just sign any contract that's put in front of them, you know, based on the terms that the person that issued the contract is giving them. You know, there should be room to kind of have leverage or say, you know, maybe this one-size-fits-all contract isn't for me. So David Starr kind of runs his mouth. He gets into a lot of trouble on social media.
Right.
He's in the right place when it comes to an issue like that. And I think that the perfect example is somebody like Janela, who, I don't want to say he got duped, but it just seems like the terms of the contract have changed since the time that he signed it, which throws up a bit of a red flag. So certainly all the more reason for them to have a match. I don't know that I don't know if David Starr beats Joey Janela. If Joey Janela is able to compete for both AEW and Independent, I don't think it's going to work like that.
Right.
But, you know, it's interesting that these are real-life topics that can be brought to the forefront because of this very important match roster.
Sure. Sure. And you know, Drew, you guys, you know, been around 10 years now, more or less, and where we are, you know, I remember Cody Rhodes mentioning a couple of years ago, this is before AEW was official, that we are in a boom period of professional wrestling. And, of course, the big empire, WWE, AEW coming, you know, not too far behind it in the fall, the launch of it, officially Ring of Honor, TNA, more or less, those are your big four. And then now here you are in the mix with that and, you know, NXT and Evolve from what you've seen and knowing people there. What's your take on the current state of professional wrestling as of 2019?
I think that it's good that there's so many people making money, but I think that most of the money are probably not making as much money as they were back in the day. And it's interesting to see how it almost went from WWE trying to get anybody under contract just to make sure nobody else could have them and maybe not necessarily offering fair deals to, you know, earlier this year, a number of wrestlers coming out saying that they were unhappy. And now it seems like WWE is offering historically high contracts. If you're in it for the money, I guess as an independent wrestler, your odds are better now than they were at any point before. But if you're in it for the art of professional wrestling, it makes me question sometimes how some of these business decisions affect the product that actually gets presented on camera. I try and keep up with everything as much as I can. I mean, admittedly, like even like MLW, like I think I've only ever seen like one or two episodes because there is legitimately so much wrestling out there that if every waking moment you could watch something new that's created contemporarily, you'd never run out of content. So it's awesome that the fans also have access to so much. But I think the biggest thing is going to be brand identity and what it is that your product is and how you can differentiate your organization from the other ones that are out there. And I think that we've seen historically, you know, within the past 20 years since WCW and ECW closed, that some of these other bigger organizations that have popped up that have had television have struggled to maintain an identity. And then, you know, the other end of the spectrum, you have a company like Lucha Underground, which had an identity all to itself, something unlike anything else in professional wrestling, and it launched so many careers.
Right.
But ultimately, it was a money loser, and so the project failed to exist. You know, you guys have Penna, you have guys like Penna and Phoenix, Jeff Cobb, you know, Brian Cage, John Morrison, Rey Mysterio. They all came out with much better deals because of the popularity of Lucha Underground, but it wasn't popular enough to become a moneymaker. So, you know, I can't speak on the business end of all of these other companies, even though I have a rough idea of how it goes on, but to me, I'm more interested in the artistic pursuits, but I also understand that without the money there, you can't function. So I'm interested in seeing kind of how these different organizations are able to find that balance between the money and between the more artistic elements to all kind of stand apart. Because the worst thing is when Impact Wrestling, you know, TNA back in the day is like, we're going to run Mondays and we're going to have Eric Bischoff and Hulk Hogan and all of these guys come back. And ultimately, you just create a secondary version of WWE, which if you're not a WWE fan, you know, you've got theoretically like the second or third best roster in the world. Now mm-hmm. just basically creating an inferior product. Let's try and avoid that.
yeah. No, that's a good take there. And I'll tell you what else is going to be a good take is American Rana 19 at Foxwoods Sunday, July 28th. Tell everyone again how they can get tickets, Drew, and also please be sure to plug the social media information and the website for Beyond Wrestling. Go for it.
Sure. Well, it's the tickets are available on Foxwoods' website, or if you go to the Beyond Wrestling website, beyondwrestlingonline.com. We also have a link for the tickets there. We are at Beyond Wrestling on all forms of social media, including Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Our YouTube, we just surpassed 1.6 million subscribers. So
nice.
More subscribers than any other wrestling organization than WWE or Impact Wrestling. I do apologize if I come off as being negative. I just want to be realistic. I really, really love professional wrestling, and I want to see, you know, nothing bumps me up more than when I see one of my friends get signed and, you know, they've been there for a year and they haven't done anything. And it's the prime of their career, because 10 years from now, they're not going to have the athletic capability of doing it. So it's up to them to make that decision, but I hope that the money is worth it. For me, I'm not making anything at all right now, but this is the most fun that I've ever had. You know, getting my hands on being able to do live weekly wrestling shows. I feel like I've finally hit my stride in terms of, you know, this is how to create stories that the fans are going to connect with. And for the most part, even though we have a much smaller audience than WWE, and even relative to some of the other organizations, our fans seem to be very, very happy, which makes me extremely proud. But getting back to American Rana, American Rana is the culmination of the last 18 weeks of this Uncharted Territory series. So I would certainly encourage anybody that has the time to do so, if you've got 36 extra hours on your hands within the next 10 days or so, if you subscribe to IWTV.live, which is the website for independent wrestling TV, if you sign up using promo code Uncharted, you get a 20-day free trial.
Nice.
You can watch the back catalog of all Beyond Wrestling, all of our shows since 2013, as well as Uncharted Territory. And then there's multiple live broadcasts every month from different independent wrestling organizations over the country. I think ultimately what we're hoping to do working with them is to create almost a version for professional wrestling of MTV, where, you know, in music you have different genres of music that could be represented through MTV, especially, you know, in its heyday, in when it was started in the 80s, the early 90s, and whatnot. I think ultimately what we'd like to do is create something like that. So, you know, maybe you like deathmatch wrestling, and so there's an organization on there that presents it. Maybe you're looking for something more family-friendly. Maybe you like hard-hitting wrestling. Maybe you like high-flying wrestling. To be able to work with all these different companies, so that way there's not this, you know, homogenization where all of the wrestling that you watch kind of feels and looks the same. So American Rana is going to be one of the ultimate displays of that, because I take pride in making sure that all of the matches on the card achieve a different purpose. So, you know, you have an hour-long Ironman match with Joey Janela and David Starr. On the other hand, you have R.D. Evans, who was a writer for WWE for 5 years that specialized in comedy, that left over WrestleMania weekend. He's coming back for his first match on the Indies to wrestle Orange Cassidy, who has been an independent wrestling sensation. Obviously, you just had Ricky Morton on the Rock and Roll Express against Pepper Parts and Andy Williams from Every Time I Die. So there's certainly an interesting flair in that match between a legitimate rock and roller and the Rock and Roll Express. You've got Brian Alvarez from the Wrestling Observer teaming with Tom Lawler, former UFC fighter, against Thomas Santel, who competed in the WWE, and Nick Gage, who was a convicted villain. You know, there's a lot of different dynamics that are going on, and I love to be able to present, you know, all different types of wrestling for what is our annual supercard, American Rana, July 28th at Foxwoods.
Awesome. Can't wait for it. And the Rock and Roll Express, as you said, they'll be doing an autograph session before at KMB Sports, which is at Foxwoods in the Tanger Outlets there. So going to be a good day. Buy your tickets for it Sunday, July 28th. Drew Cordero here is the founder of Beyond Wrestling. Thank you for being with me here today, Drew. He is one half of the legendary Rock and Roll Express. It is Ricky Morton, and he is coming to Foxwoods Resort Casino on Sunday, July 28th for Beyond Wrestling American Rana. It is available for tickets at Foxwoods, or you can stream the show on independent wrestling TV. Rock and Roll Express will be in action versus The Butcher and The Blade. Andy Williams from Hardcore Punk Band will also be there as well. So, big show. Ricky, great to have you here, and welcome back to the New England area for a great time in the summer, as always.
Well, first of all, I'm going to have to explain myself here, because people listening to me on the radio, especially up in the Foxwood area, they don't know what country I'm from. I'm this voice. They go, where in the heck is that fella from?
Yeah.
Down south, Jupin. You know what, man? I'm glad of my heritage. I'm glad to be a country boy. But man, coming to up around the Boston area and
sure.
That Connecticut, you know, I'm different.
Yeah.
Right. Looking forward to coming there, man.
We're looking forward to having you, Ricky. And, you know, I got to ask you, you are a member of the WWE Hall of Fame. You and your tag team partner, Robert Gibson, again, from the Rock and Roll Express. And you were inducted by Jim Cornette back in 2017 at WrestleMania 33 in Orlando. So what did that mean for you guys to be inducted into the prestigious WWE Hall of Fame?
You know, coming from the NWA days, and as to me, and I'm just, you know, at my favorite times, I think 85, 86, and 87 was some of the best times ever for professional wrestling, especially in tag team wrestling. But, you know, really not working for WWE. We did a couple of shows for WWF, but to be inducted to the Hall of Fame, it's no way to explain it.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest things that ever happened to Robert and I, business-wise. When they gave us a phone call, it was just, you know, I couldn't even believe it. But when they tell you something, and I'm not sitting here trying to pat myself on the back, and a lot of times I still wrestle for a living.
Right.
Robert and I were before the $1 million a year.
Yeah.
But it's when they called and they said that we cannot have a true Hall of Fame unless we have the Rock and Roll Express in it. That really, man, it just really blew my mind. And what I was saying to you earlier was, you know, before that time, you know, people really don't understand. And I'm not here trying to impress anybody or to do anything. I'm 60. I'll be 63 years old.
Yep.
I'm still in the ring 4 or 5 nights a week. Robert and I are still, and I'm looking forward. But I come there because this wrestling business is the only thing I know. I'm not trying to be somebody that I'm not. I'm not trying to do something, and I'm not trying to hold on to yesterday. This is what I do for a living. And I'm looking forward to coming there because, you see, when you're from the old school and the people come out to the casino to watch Robert and I,
yep.
One thing that I always do, and Robert did too, no matter if there's 5 people, 5,000, or 50,000, before you leave that night, I want to make sure you got your money's worth. And that's what I've always done all my life, and that's the reason I'm still active in this business. That's the reason I'm still booked all the time. Because when I come there, man, it don't matter. If I'm hurt, I still give you 100% of what I got.
Oh, I love it. Now, I respect that. Every fan should, too, because that's what they're there for, to see that. And that's what they definitely want to go all out there and enjoy themselves and see two legends like you and Robert be out there in the squared circle. Especially, you guys you worked every single promotion in North America. Jim Crockett Promotions, TNA, WCW, ECW, WWF, as you did say. So that's quite an accomplishment right there. Not that many people can say that, to be able to work in every single one, not only in America, but North America, for that matter.
Well, buddy, you know, like I said, it's what we've done for a living.
Yeah.
Robert and I, you know, actually, we've been around the world.
Yeah.
Several different times. So what could, you know what, and coming up, and I know I'm plugging the show coming up at Foxwood at the casino, but Robert and I, you know, we're still around. We're you know, New Japan's coming to the United States and to do a tour. Robert and I own those shows. Well, and that tells you the quality of work that Robert and I try to produce.
Yeah.
When we're there. And I just want to let everybody know that. That if you come out, man, you know, we're there for you, dude. We love entertaining you. We love wrestling for you. You know, I know that we got two fellas that we're wrestling. They're sort of, you know, I've seen some kind of article, the Battle of the Mullets or whatever.
Right.
But you know what, man? That's cool.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell them, you know, anytime I step in the ring.
Yep.
And it's not about win, lose, or draw. It's about giving a good show. And I promise you people that. And the promotion, I promise you that. Looking forward to a lot of different things. You were saying earlier, you know, a punk rock band. What is that, Andy Williams?
Andy Williams, yep.
Hardcore. Then you have,
yep.
Cool. I mean, you know what? It's a lot more. You know, this promotion, you know, they're giving you a lot.
Yep.
To come out and see, especially for your money's worth. There's something for everybody.
Something for everybody.
If you're an old school wrestling fan, and if you're a punk rocker, it don't matter what you are. We all there to do the same thing, and that's to get our job done and hoping that you enjoy it all.
Absolutely. And I want to talk to you, if you don't mind, just touching on being on the road during your time as a member of the Rock and Roll Express. What was it like to be traveling the world?
Oh, man. At that time, it's what I wanted to do, the only thing I wanted to do. You know, I always tell that earlier, you know, Robert and I actually been around the world several different times. It's great. And I wanted to say, you know, to any young wrestler out there, matter of fact, I have a wrestling school called the School of Morton.
Yeah.
And anything that you dream of, if you want it bad enough, you have to go get it. You know, I tell a lot of guys that are in our wrestling business, you know, it's been at the right place at the right time, but you got to be there at that right time. You have to get out. You got to, you know, you have to chase your dream. It don't come to you. It's a lot of hard work. And if you guys are out there, listen to me. You can look me up on Facebook, School of Morton.
Excellent.
I have 46 years.
Nice. I love it.
Experience.
Yep.
And when you come to me, a lot of you guys don't even understand. I can teach you more in 15 minutes than you ever knew. That ain't possible.
Love right? it. Love it. And what's your Twitter handle, too, Ricky, while we're at it as well?
It's Real Ricky Morton.
Beautiful.
And I'm on Instagram, The Babyface Ricky Morton. And then I have the School of Morton. Then I have Ricky Morton. Man, I got a bunch of them out there. You just start typing, and
yep.
All you do is put up Ricky Morton. You're going to see a lot of stuff come up, okay?
Love it. I love it.
I'm looking forward to coming to seeing you.
It's going
to
be good.
Show on the 28th.
Going to be good, man. Going to be good. And I just want to ask you real quick, if you don't mind, what are your thoughts on the current state of tag team professional wrestling today? And I'm sure you know about the new promotion AEW that is coming, and they've had a couple of pay-per-views, and the owner, Tony Khan, has been very vocal about tag team competition being emphasized here for the promotion. So I think that door is open, from what I'm hearing, for tag team competition. But overall, what are your thoughts on that and current tag team wrestling today?
Well, you know, I'm glad, you know, that Cody Rhodes and them, they have a new promotion. And see, when you have a new promotion, that's real good for all the boys in our wrestling business. You know, tag team wrestling is a lost art. You really have to, and I think, you know, Robert and I really in the 80s made tag team wrestling. But, you know, but going, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to knock any part about our business. But if you look at our business today, every wrestler looks the same. They got the same haircut. They got the same beard. They got the same stuff on, but just a different color. But the Cody Rhodes and them, they're putting different things together, doing a lot of stuff. And I like that. I like a business that when you come in, you earn your spot in our business. There's a lot of openness for tag team wrestling if you know how to do it. Instead of working for a promotion that you have to walk on crackers all your life, worry about what you do, Ricky Morton's outspoken. I'm just telling the truth, how I feel. You know, your opinion is like you're behind. Everybody's got one, but it's great opportunities for everybody in our business. There's a lot of talent out there that hadn't been discovered yet. There's a lot of talent that I see. I'm on the independent circuit, and I see a lot of guys that are you know, they're not far from their dream. But for most of all, if anybody's listening, you have to go chase that dream, buddy. It don't come to you.
Yeah,
I love them all.
Yeah.
I love my business. I love the promotion. I love what they have to offer.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have to work on it. It don't come to you overnight. It, you know, I've been doing this for 46 years. I still learn every time I go to my wrestling school. You know, because when you stop learning, it's time for you to go home.
Okay, yeah.
Man.
You know, Ricky, you answered one of my own questions I was going to ask you there. Any advice to rising stars? You just gave great advice to anybody there, in particular for Beyond Wrestling, which will take place on Sunday, July 28th at Foxwoods, and all of the other independent superstars. Ricky Morton, one half of the famous tag team Rock and Roll Express. And just one more time, please plug your wrestling school website again and where people can hit you up on social media. Go for it.
Yeah, man, I'll be on Facebook, School of Morton, S-O-M, come get you some, that's what I'm screaming, and then we got Instagram, the Babyface Ricky Morton, and no, for real, I guess you guys could tell I'm from New York City, this old country boy coming up here in Connecticut. Man, we're looking forward to seeing you, Robert and I both, looking forward to seeing all the fans. Come on out and support us all, because the first and main thing is, without the fans, none of us could do this. Thank you very much.
I love it. Ricky Morton, WWE Hall of Famer. He's coming to Foxwoods on Sunday, July 28th with Beyond Wrestling.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.